Budget 2023. Brought to you by Your Wealth, Your Family, Your Future. Visit yourwealth.co.uk and start planning today for a better tomorrow.
In the studio with me is Ollie Smith, a director of Your Wealth in York. Ollie, what do you think of it so far? I mean, it seems to be interesting, doesn't it?
It does, yes. It seems to be following the rises in taxes in the last autumn budget that were announced by Mr. Hunt. This one seems to be a spending budget. So he's made a few announcements here, which I think have been enabled by those tax rises. So corporation tax, for instance, that's a big one. So that's going up from 19% to 25% for companies with profits over 250,000, with some caveats.
So you think that's going to be a massive contributor to all these the spending?
Yes. Well, when the government and the Treasury announces these spending plans, they need a way to be able to fund them. And in order to fund them, they need to raise money. How do they do that? Normally via taxes. And corporation tax is something that's been talked about for a while to be going up. And Mr. Hunt, in the last budget, did announce that was going up. So we knew that was going to happen. That's not coming as a surprise. But what is more of a surprise is some of these spending plans. So one of them, following the Ukraine war last year and the terrible destruction going on in Eastern Europe, £5 billion extra to our military, which I think, given the context of geopolitics at the moment, is probably needed, sadly.
A necessity, in fact, to be honest.
I would argue
away from it.
I would argue that it probably is. It would be great to pass on that money to other things domestically, but given the threat internationally, I think you do have to expand funding to armed forces. Secondly, you probably picked up those investment zones that he mentioned. So, interestingly, it seems to be, from what I've seen, all of them are outside London, which is a bit of a sore point for a lot of regional investment, is that London pulls in so much funding.
Yes.
Especially here in Yorkshire, where we're the biggest county in England, and I think that a lot of our county has been unloved for some time.
Yes.
So I think we'd welcome, I think some of the funding's for South Yorkshire and some of it's for West Yorkshire. So that it'll be interesting to see what shape that takes, but I think again that will be some welcome spending from the Treasury there.
Budget 2023, brought to you by Your Wealth, Y01 Radio.